Welcome back to Money Tips. I've talked recently about gratitude and living in that state of gratitude, and also recommended this book, Wisdom of the Ages by Wayne Dyer. Great guy, I met him once. He's written this book as a collection of powerful writings, poems, sayings by some of the greatest thinkers of the past 25 centuries. It's a really good read, and it's a good listen if you get it on audio, Audible or whatever. But it is an excellent book, and I'd certainly recommend that to live life in a state of gratitude, but also enjoy your life. I'll read out one quote here from Epictetus. I've never heard of him, but in the year 55 to 135, that's when he lived. Men are disturbed not by the things that happen, but by their opinion of things that happen. Isn't that amazing? And we say that now. You can't change what happens, but you can change your attitude towards it. So I want to continue in that vein today and talk about enjoying life, because you know, you could be forgiven for thinking that on a money podcast, I'd say, you know, don't spend any money, just live like a miser, and then one day you'll have enough money to go and enjoy it. No, I'm not like that at all. You don't have to live poor to live rich one day. You can do both, okay? And one of the things I say is, but by managing your money and controlling your spending and spending things that are really important to you, rather than just blowing it on stuff because you want that instant fix, that instant, whoa, I got that now. Because that doesn't last. It's like an instant hit that just fades, you know. So managing money and putting money aside will give you more peace of mind and help you to enjoy life as well. And you can still enjoy life without spending a lot of money. In the book The Secrets of the Millionaire Next Door, they talked about millionaires. They did a long study on this, two academics in America. And, you know, the millionaires didn't necessarily go to the most expensive restaurants. They didn't necessarily drive the most expensive imported car. They didn't necessarily go to the biggest country club and show off in front of all their friends. They didn't always buy the most expensive stuff and wines and vodkas and that sort of thing. You know, and a lot of their time was spent enjoying themselves with their family, going out on family walks or family outings, and maybe going out into nature with the family. It didn't necessarily involve going to Disneyland every month, you know, or that sort of thing, which costs a lot of money. So I know we're in a material world, but you can do things and enjoy yourself without having a lot of money. A lot of things, like in London, a lot of amazing attractions and the British Museum and these are free to enter. There's a lot you can do for free. You just walk along the river in London and it's amazing without spending a penny, you know. So you can enjoy life without necessarily having money, but it helps to have money, of course. And you should try to still accumulate money so you can be financially free. But I don't mean that you have to not enjoy life now. Enjoy your life now and enjoy saving money, enjoy investing money. That can be part of your enjoyment so that you live a good life in the future. And for my supporters, I'm going to give a few more tips on this, but I would say the message today is to just enjoy your life. So for those of you who are our supporters, thanks very much for being my supporter and helping me to support you. But I'm going to give you a few little tips here on 8 tips, small and cost-free tips on how to enjoy life. First thing is to develop a gratitude and an attitude of gratitude. Human beings have a bias towards slight negativity, so develop that attitude of gratitude. I think we talked about this on the last episode. Number 2 is to find a reason to laugh. Laughing actually makes you feel better. There's even something called laughing yoga, which I've tried, and it's amazing. You walk around in a circle going, ha, 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 ha. And at first you feel ridiculous, but eventually it starts to become infectious, that you start really laughing, and next thing you're all laughing and having a good time, and you know what, your metabolism goes up. You just feel, you get these endorphins coming up and you just feel better. It's just unbelievable. Comedians like Steve Martin used to look in the mirror every morning and laugh and start and get himself in the right frame of mind that morning. So laughing is an excellent one. They always say laughter is the best medicine, right? Being happy, being laughing. I read about a guy that actually made himself well from a terminal illness by sitting and watching a lot of comedy videos. In those days it might have been Laurel and Hardy, I don't know, but he watched a load of comedy shows, laughed his way back to health. It's amazing. He wrote about that in the book. Number three is